To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and forever. Amen. Jude 25.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
Savior.
Why do we need a Savior?
Where to begin? There's always been sin since Adam and Eve in the garden.
Sin, huh? What's the big deal with sin?
It leads to pain, it leads to death if we don't obey His commandments.
Okay then, I'll just be them and obey them.
The problem we face, apart from His grace, all of the sin that's dwelling within is part of our very nature.
So, what can we do? Is there any hope?
Yes, the Bible says, but God, rich in mercy, because of His great love, we were dead in our sin, He welcomed us in and breathed new life in us. Jesus came to earth and lived perfectly, died on the cross and purchased me and you. On the third day, rose from the grave, now He's in heaven and every knee will bow and confess Him as the Lord of lords, King of kings. All heaven and earth is joined in the sing to the Savior by grace.
God does it.
Through faith.
We believe it.
It's a gift.
We receive it.
We are saved.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we are saved.
Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:14-15. Word.